You're listening to 100.9 The Heat, gospel for the glory of Jesus, the High Desert's number one music station with Mel Slade.
It is now time for a word from the Lord from Evangelist Pat Montgomery of Calvary Baptist Church of Pacoima.
Praise the Lord, my friends. It is a privilege and an honor to come once again to be a spokesperson for our God, our Lord, and our Savior, Jesus Christ. We thank God for this opportunity, and we thank God for all of you out there that are listening on today. We pray that you are blessed and highly favored and enjoying the benefits of being a child of God. Well, that brings us to my primary part of this message for today. And the question is, for some of you listening out there, you might not know just who Jesus the Christ is. So we want to introduce to some and present to others on today a little bit about who Jesus is. For time would never permit us in one setting to tell you all about who Jesus is, but we hope to give you enough on today to let you know that he's good and he's God all by himself. Praise God. Hallelujah. If you would go to me, if you go with me, if you have the word, or if you're driving, just take note in your heart of this scripture. We're going to Isaiah 9th chapter, and I will read verse 6 and probably verse 7 in your hearing. And the word of God says, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace." Verse 7, "Of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end, upon the throne of David and over his kingdom, to order it and establish it with judgment and justice from that time forward, even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this." Hallelujah. Well, if you go on over, that was Old Testament scripture. If you go on over to New Testament scripture, to the book of St. Matthew, and in the book of St. Matthew, beginning with verse 18 of chapter 1. Verse 18 says, "Now the birth of Jesus Christ was as follows. After his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Spirit." Verse 21, "And she shall bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, you might be saying, "Well, that sounds real good, Sister Evangelist, but just who are his people?" Well, I'll tell you, according to scripture. Romans 10, verse 13 says, "Whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved." And St. John 1, verse 12 says, "As many as received him," meaning Jesus, "he gave the right to become children of God." Hallelujah. We're talking about Jesus now. And if you know him, and we need you to know him out there on today, because he's good to be known. And we want you to know him because he is worthy to be praised because of who he is. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. A lot of people today are praising God for what he does, but we want you to praise him, praise God, because we want you to know today that he is worthy to be praised because of who he is. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. St. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him, whoever believes in Jesus, would not perish, but they shall have everlasting life. Hallelujah. Verse 17 goes on to say, for God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him, meaning Jesus, might be saved. Hallelujah. Bless his name. Bless his name. Not only would you have and receive everlasting life through him, but you would also receive abundant life. According to John 10:10, the thief, the old devil, comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but bless God, Jesus came that we might have life, and life more abundantly. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Eternal life, eternally in the heavenlies with our Lord, with our Creator, with our Maker. Thank you, Jesus. And so, that's why John the Baptist came. According to St. Matthew, in that third chapter, it says that John the Baptist came preaching in the wilderness, and his meals, he feasted on locusts and honey. But he had a mission. He was on a mission, and he came to tell the people to repent, praise God, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Glory to God. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. And so the Lord has called us to establish this revival, not only to infuse and excite and reignite the people of God, but he's calling this revival because there are some that are lost out there today, praise God, that don't know Jesus in the power of his resurrection, because he is no longer dead. He got up from the dead. Yeah, they tried to stop his work. They crucified him, but praise God, death could not keep him. After 3 days, he rose from the dead with all power in heaven and earth in his hands. Amen. And so we want you to know out there today that you can have the resurrection power that is found in the true and living Savior, and that you can wake up every day in his resurrection power. Because how many of you know you don't wake up on your own, praise God? You have the resurrection power working within you. As many as receive him, to them he gave the right to be called children and sons of God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. But there is one thing we need to do. There is one thing we need to do. And you don't have to wait until the revival to receive Jesus Christ. Even though that's part of our theme, the verse says that rejoice, now is the day of salvation. I want you all to know that today is the day of salvation. You can repent today, right now, right where you at. You can accept Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. You can invite him to come into your heart. Make him Lord of your life. Let him be seated on the seat of your heart, and then let him rule and reign in you, because that's why he came, and that's what he wants to do, to give you a better life, to show you a better way. You can be saved today, praise God. You can be washed in the blood of the Lamb, that blood that was shed on Calvary's cross. They beat him. They mocked him. He never said a mumbling word. They hung him on the cross. He bled and he died. He did that for you, and he did that for me. But praise God, after 3 days, he got up with all power in his hands. And we give God the praise. We thank him for who he is. And when he rose up, he came that those of us who accept him can stand on his promises. And there are many promises in the book. The Bible is filled with many, many promises that are an inheritance to his children. Those of us that know him and have accepted him, we are joint heirs with his son Jesus the Christ. We are royalty. We are kingdom children. We have a royal inheritance. It don't matter who you are. It does not matter what you came from or where you came from. You can know him today in the pardon of your sin. You just need to repent. Say, Lord, I am so sorry about the lifestyle I have been living. I'm so sorry about the wrongs that I have done. You can be made clean right now. You can be washed fresh in his blood today in the name of Jesus. He will pick you up, turn you around, set your feet on solid ground, and line you up with straight street, and you can walk for Jesus. You can run for Jesus. It does not mean that you will always do the right thing. It is a faith walk. You will walk by faith and not by sight. But thank God when you receive Jesus, you have the power to get up when you fall down. You will get up. You will get up in Jesus' name. You will hold the cross before you, and you will walk and not get weary. You will run and not faint. Hallelujah. We thank God for the power of the resurrection. We thank God for forgiveness. We thank God for an opportunity to repent. We thank God for a brand new start. You can have that brand new start right now in the name of Jesus. Just repent. Repent means to turn from sin and turn to God, and he will give you a better life, a better way, and you will be his and he will be yours. And if you come to the tent meeting, you will get more of this good food. It's good for the soul. Bless his holy name, and bless you will be our continuing prayer in the name of Jesus.